brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church and Family Crisis and Counseling Center in this morning, coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and in this morning from Family Crisis and Counseling Center, starting off with Patty Beavers. Good morning, Patty. Nice to have you here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And let's see, Valentine's Day, so I guess we should be thinking nice about each other, but sometimes it doesn't happen that way.
We don't always play nice. We're supposed to.
Isn't that one of the things that they used to mark us on a report card in kindergarten, first grade, you know?
Got along well with others,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah. It didn't always work that way. And actually, Melissa's here with us today.
And I know we're going to be spending most of the time with Melissa, yeah, which is why I'm starting with you.
Okay. And she's going to talk about the teen dating violence. For my side, you know, where she works with the victims. On my side is protective orders. We have protective orders for minors, mm-hmm. Where they're experiencing teen dating violence at the high school. And, you know, it gets out of hand, and all the you know, symptoms of the control and the physical, the manipulation, it's there, you know. And we have, you know, parents that are aware of the, you know, situation, and they come to our agency then for some guidance.
And I think that's something that some of the listening audience will kind of sit back and say, no, that happens at some older point where you get crusty, you've been yelled at, you've been this, you've been that. These are teenagers. They're not supposed to have learned that behavior yet.
Absolutely. And it's there. It'll surprise you and make you really sad. It's there.
Yeah. And but so if a teen is showing signs, well, I guess if they have already maybe complained or should be complaining about somebody they're going out with, then you're there to stand beside them and walk them through the process just like an adult.
Absolutely. You know, for if they're 16 and above, they can actually get their own protective order. But a lot of times the parent comes in because the parent wants them to be separated more so than the client. The client may still want to be with this young
man. They're still in that dating situation. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's just saying frequently some other family member, which I guess is not unusual for, you know, everybody else too, that somebody else to talk to them, pull them aside and say, can I help?
Right. And a lot of times it takes the parents a while to catch on, you know, about what's going on before that, you know, because that's not, a lot of times it's something the kids will keep to themselves because they know it's not right. They don't want to get in trouble. They don't want mom and dad to say you can't see him anymore or vice versa, her anymore. So, you know,
you're not getting my girlfriend in trouble.
Right. Right. So, it's great that there's, you know, astute parents out there that are watching and monitoring.
Yeah.
You know, and then know something's not right.
I mean, I think we all think back on teen dating years, and it was tough enough in a quote normal situation, let alone when other things are going on. So, yeah,
absolutely, society's changed.
Yeah, Melissa, good morning. Nice to have you in here this morning, and happy Valentine's Day to you coming up.
Good morning, and it's good to be here.
Yeah.
What do you want me to start with?
Well, let's just kind of teen dating violence. And I know that, you know, Patty has kind of mentioned that both verbal and physical kind of goes both ways. So he can beat up on her and she can beat up on him. Neither one of them needs to be going on.
But some of the signs for teen girls, them being abusive, is they're more likely to yell, threaten to hurt themselves. You know, hey, if you leave me, I'm going to kill myself. They're more likely to pinch, slap, scratch, and kick. Do more of the stuff that's not going to severely hurt them. Boys are more likely to severely injure the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of a difference on how to recognize the abuse between the two genders.
So we both do it, but we do it differently.
Yes.
Okay. So is there a particular I don't know, you know, age group or gender that really is more prone than the other? Do we kind of more or less do it at the same weight?
The age groups are dating violence relationship.
Mm-hmm. So really that is among the primary ages there.
Yeah.
Of all teens, just I'll let you pick your numbers because I'm not sure how I want to describe this. How many teens statistically in a group are involved in teen violence somewhere along the line?
Well, I have lots of statistics.
I kind of left it open for you to try.
Yeah, we have about 94% girls victimized between the ages of 16 and 19.
That's amazing. 94%?
Yeah.
Wow.
And 70% are between 20 and 24.
These are current or former boyfriends and
yes,
girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So at some point, some statistics I found said 1 in 5 female high school students. There was some that I found 1 in 3, and then some I found 1 in 4. So the numbers are not quite as accurate mm-hmm. as what I think the people are just not really, like, depending on who they survey, what groups are being more out there with, hey, I've been abused.
Mm-hmm.
Nationwide, it's about 1.5 million high school students, so this could be male or female, have experienced physical abuse from a dating partner in 1 year.
Wow.
Some Oklahoma statistics I got. The most I could find was in 2009, and that was 13,000 students had experienced physical dating violence in the last year.
And I'm, because you mentioned that 9 was the earliest you could find, I'm guessing this is a relatively new survey item. We weren't asking this question probably 15 or 20 years ago. It's what I'm trying to read between the...
I think they were. It's just...
Okay.
Because one article I had found compared some years,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to give out the most recent
okay.
I could
okay.
find. And I tried finding stuff that was more closer to 2017,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't finding anything.
Got it.
The percentage of Oklahoma students reporting dating violence was less than students nationally,
mm-hmm.
7% versus 10%.
Well, that's, I think, good.
Yeah.
If under-reporting, you know.
Yeah, if or not. Boys reported past year dating violence more often than girls, 9% versus 6%. So in 2009, the boys were reporting more dating violence than the girls were.
Now that statistically seems unusual to me, in that women are more likely to be proactive towards other healthcare related things. Mm-hmm. You go to the doctor more often. You know, all the other things mm-hmm. you would think that the girls would speak up more often.
Yeah, but in this survey, the boys were.
Okay. That's interesting, but it does. I guess it does show that it crosses again all lines, like we were talking about. And we frequently mention this. It's
mm-hmm.
It's not just a rich poor sort of thing. It's all lines all the way around.
Yeah.
Do they talk to each other about it? I mean, do their friends know? Do their peers have some idea what's going on?
Well, in some of the surveys that I had found, 25% of 14 and 17-year-olds that were surveyed know at least one student who was a victim of dating violence, while 11% of those know multiple victims of dating violence. So it seems like they are talking with each other. 20% of surveyed male students reported witnessing someone they go to high school with physically hit a person they were dating. So sometimes they witness it as well.
Mm-hmm.
39% of female high school students report that students talk in school about whether someone is attempting to control the person they are dating. 57% of teens know someone who has been physically, sexually, or verbally abusive in a dating relationship. And 1 in 3 teens report knowing a friend or peer who has been hit, punched, kicked, slapped, or physically hurt by their dating partner.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
This is between the teenagers.
Yeah.
This isn't
yes.
reporting it to adults.
Yeah, this is one, I don't know, hypothetical situation, one 15-year-old against another 15-year-old mm-hmm. or 16-year-old.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things going on. So they know about it, and they're talking about it to each other.
Yes.
Are there... I'll tell you what, this is probably about a good point time, just time-wise, to go ahead and take a break. We will continue, but I think we need to talk about, you know, what's being done and how they're reporting this in the school system and everything else, because teachers are one of those jobs like doctors that are mandatory reporters once they find out. We'll continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and talking with representatives from Family Crisis and Counseling Center this morning, specifically teen domestic violence. We mentioned February is the Teen Domestic Violence Awareness or Prevention Month, or both? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
So that's one reason why we're picking this particular topic.
Yes.
Just coming up on Tuesday, Valentine's Day. Parents, and I know that we've talked about this, people tend to hide the signs to, you know, this is my private problem, but are parents aware of what's going on as much as they can be?
Well, according to the surveys, they think they're more aware than they actually are.
Okay.
Some of the surveys said that 81% of parents surveyed either believe teen dating violence is not an issue or admit they don't know if it's an issue.
Okay.
A majority of parents, 54%, admit they've spoken to their children about dating violence. So a little over half has only talked to their kids about dating violence. That's mm-hmm. not very many.
No.
82% of parents feel confident that they could recognize the signs if their child was experiencing dating abuse. A majority of parents, 58%, could not correctly identify all the warning signs of abuse.
That doesn't surprise me, because I think parents... want to think the best of their youngsters. So if, at least from that standpoint, I can say that I don't think I'd be surprised. When you might talk about some of the other things going on, I think we got a little bit of education to talk about here.
Yeah.
So do the teens report the what's going on either to a parent, to a friend, to a teacher, to a doctor, to anybody who can do something for them?
Some of the surveys that had asked this question is when female high school students were asked whom they would talk to if someone they date is attempting to control them, mm-hmm. insults them, or physically harms them, 86% said they would confide in a friend, while 7% said they would talk to the police.
Okay.
So they're not really reporting it to who they need to. Mm-hmm. They're just talking amongst themselves like we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm. I mean, talking to a friend is a wonderful thing, and you're sharing your pain emotionally, but the pain is still going to go on.
Yes, and getting that intervention by, even if you don't talk to the police, by talking to a teacher, a counselor, a parent, maybe a friend's parent, that can then help them intervene, but the teens just aren't doing it.
Okay, so ramifications then of teen dating violence. I mean, number one, it hurts, but what else is going on?
Well, usually if you're a teen and a dating violence, when you start becoming older, then you continue that abusive relationships. You find yourself in more abusive relationships as an adult. Teen dating abuse relationships put you at higher risk for substance abuse, eating disorders, risky sexual behavior, and suicide. And some studies have shown that girls are more likely to sustain injuries and require medical attention from physical abuse, experience greater fear for their safety, and perceiving date violence physically and psychologically threatening. They're also been known to report binge drinking and physical fighting also.
So there's a lot going on.
Yes.
And I guess it's probably the big thing as I kind of, you know, tried to digest it as you were telling me. It's what it could or likely will be going on in her life then 5, 10, 20, 25 years on down the road.
Yeah.
It becomes normal.
Yeah.
It does. That's what they're used to. That's what they expect out of the relationship.
And
so they just continue it. They don't know anything different. And then if they do find themselves in a relationship that is healthy and non-abusive, they have no clue what to do with it, and it's not normal. It's scary to them, so they take off and leave and find something else that is what they're expecting.
So they tend to then, I'm just rewording it, leave the more healthy relationship to go back to putting themselves at risk at some point in time.
Yes, because that's what they're familiar with.
Okay, so that's it continues that cycle, that continues the, you know, putting yourself back in that situation then.
Yes.
There's all kinds of data out there, I'm assuming, national, you know, bodies have looked at it, analyzed it, probably overanalyzed it. What can the reports tell us that we can draw and you know, make some conclusions and go on better from here?
Some of the statistics I've seen is that boys and girls, their dating violence rates are similar. So the statistics aren't showing much of a difference between how many boys versus how many girls are being abused. Mm-hmm. So getting the intervention out there and reaching out to boys, of course, you'd have to do it in a different way because they're being abused differently. And then reaching out to girls, getting that intervention out there and trying to prevent this type of relationship is going to, I think, be the most effective to get them the help they need.
But again, and like you said, the prescription is different for the offender. But mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of people, you know, getting in, talking one-on-one or one-on-small group with a lot of teens.
Yeah, and we have a prevention specialist at our agency that goes out into the schools and talks to middle school and high school students about dating violence. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's more of a preventative measure so they will know the signs and how to get out safely. But also, hopefully it's a way that if they are in that relationship, maybe they'll come up and say, hey, I need this help. What do I do to get it?
Are they asking questions about motivation, what makes people do what they're doing? We've talked about a lot of bad stuff.
A lot of the surveys had said that anger was most frequently reported motivation by both boys and girls. But also the second most reported motivation for boys is to gain power and control. So they want to have that control over their dating partner. They don't want them to go here. They don't want them to go there. You can't talk to this boy. You can't talk to even this girl because they may be jealous so they got to have that control over the person. For girls, the survey had said it was mostly self-defense. So maybe they felt like they were being threatened by him, so they had to hit him or they had to yell at him this way. I wasn't getting clarification on why self-defense, mm-hmm. but that would be my assumption as to why the girls would say it's self-defense.
And I know we're talking about problem behavior here too, but mm-hmm. a lot of it is kind of like, you know, on first glance, somebody's going to say, well, that's just being a teen. You know, that I'm gonna, all the stuff erupts all the mm-hmm. time. And I think it's a matter of how we draw the line between, quote, being a teen mm-hmm. and problem behavior. So we got a lot of long way to go.
Yes, we do.
If people have questions, and I'm kind of looking at the clock and realize that I wish we had 20 more minutes. If parents, teachers, everybody has a resource right here in town.
Yes, they do. They can call us at any time, even if it's just to ask a question. It's confidential. They don't even have to give us their name if they want to ask. We can just answer if they have it. Or they can swing by even and come down and talk with us if they have questions or need resources.
Okay. And it's another one of those easy phone numbers to remember.
Yes.
918-336-1188.
Thank you much, guys. That's a Community Connection on 1400
K1. Is at serious risk of losing its accreditation, and the lab would have to be shut down if that happens. A Senate committee on Thursday approved.